This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening. It is 7/11/2018. It is, in case you're wondering, National Slurpee Day. You can go to 7-Eleven and get a free Slurpee today. It's 7-Eleven. So if you've been waiting all year for today's your day. If you have a 7-Eleven where you live and you want a Slurpee, you probably don't want to drink that stuff. But if that's on your mind, you get a free Slurpee at 7-Eleven. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host. So good to be with you. You are listening to the Power Hour radio show. It's all about the truth. You're in the right place. And in a world of such deceit, such deception, conviction is king. And on today's broadcast, we have three people who epitomize conviction. And it's going to be a great broadcast. Catherine's really got it. The Bundys. I talked to Clive earlier today. Very giddy about, one, him being out of jail. He's going to come on the show in a couple weeks. He's going to get a schedule going, and then we'll have him on. His son is going to be here today. And in about a half hour, we'll have Ryan on. Ryan is actually running for governor of Nevada, and boy, do they need it. We want to support him, of course. We want to hear a little bit of his story. He'll come on for a little while. And leading things off, James McCanning, my favorite, is going to be here to discuss, you know, that Hammond issue. The Hammonds just got pardoned, by the way. The Hammonds in Oregon, which precipitated arrests, the death of LaVoy Finnegan, I mean, just terrible. McCanny James has some real interesting information. Then the last hour, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Rogers. Always fantastic. So good to be with you. Let's go ahead and bring James on. He needs a little introduction here. His website is jmccsci.com. jmccsci.com. Professor extraordinaire, tier one scientist. And that means something. James, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Glad to be here today. This is a big show, and happy everybody's listening today. A lot of information here.
Yes. Yes, very good. A lot going on. Why don't we, the Supreme Court pick yesterday, I went on and on about my disdain for this pick. You felt a little more positive. You maybe talked me off the ledge. What do you think? Where are we at with Trump administration, this Supreme Court pick? What do you think?
Well, I think he was trying to find somebody that could pass the grilling in Congress, and that was a big issue. Liberal media is trying to write the fact that he's going to change abortion or reverse Roe v. Wade or the abortion laws, but that's a really complicated topic of which. I have some opinions, but you were telling me that he was instrumental in the whitewater, the whitewash of the whitewater investigation against the Clintons, which I wasn't aware of. So this is a complicated pick. Most people that are looking at this say they needed a person who would step above the past and be a constitutionalist, and that I totally agree with. Someone that'll interpret the laws, and we also have to compare what would be happening if Hillary Clinton had been sitting there, because remember, on the terms of abortion, she was trying to promote abortion up to the day before birth, and this is promoting a giant industry of abortion. Abortion is no longer about women's rights. It's about an industry that sells baby parts. You know, Planned Parenthood, et cetera. These are very complicated issues with many sides to them. But as far as I'm concerned about this pick for Supreme Court, I guess the jury is out in my book. I have not yet come to a conclusion other than if the person is a constitutionalist, very strict, that is what we need. And this person is going to be there, if approved, for the next 30 years.
Well, I don't see him as a strict constitutionalist. One of his major rulings, he said that the metadata gathering of the government is consistent with the Fourth Amendment. I don't know anybody who reads the Fourth Amendment can think that that's true. Let me be clear about the Whitewater. You know, instrumental, that may be a strong word. We are hearing reports he was certainly part of it, and he had a key role in one of the witnesses kind of whitewashing that. Maybe it's blown out of proportion. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But that's allegedly what we're hearing, and pretty reliably. He was also involved somewhat on the Obamacare situation, turning it into a tax. And what they're saying is that his opinion helped shape the Supreme Court's ultimate decision, John Roberts. That makes me very nervous. His ties to the Bushes, his wife was his secretary. Anything to deal with the Bushes, I mean, I get hives just thinking about the Bushes, the Clintons and the Bushes. To me, I'm very suspicious. This seems, Judge Napolitano said, this is a, he's very disappointed. This is an establishment pick, flat out. That was his words, not me. Rick Santorum basically echoed the same thing. I'm very suspicious. Let's talk about Roe versus Wade, because that's really what the heart of a lot of these arguments are. You know, talking with my uncle, I'm too young.
Daniel,
go ahead.
Just a quick mention. It would be hard to find anybody in the court system that somehow is not shaped by the Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, all the way back to Reagan, including Kennedy.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Trying to find a judge when you get to that level, they're appointed, is very difficult to find somebody that you and I would probably sit at the same bar with.
There is the notion has been put out because Kennedy retired, and Kennedy and Kavanaugh, the new nominee, are very close. He clerked for him, and they have a very tight relationship. There is this ball being thrown out that Kennedy made the deal to retire if Trump would nominate his former clerk, Kavanaugh. So there may be that on the table. I don't know. Let's go to Roe v. Wade, because that's really the issue that the women are screaming about. I'm too young. I wasn't alive during the debate, first Roe v. Wade. But my uncle was telling me about the atmosphere of, you know, babies were considered in the womb. They weren't babies at all. They were just globs of cells. They weren't anything. That's what they're being told was the case. We know that's not the case anymore. There's actually been babies who have been aborted in a dumpster who actually lived and grew to adults. I mean, that we know this. Where do you think this Roe versus Wade discussion in America is?
I remember clearly, as I was a young adult at the time, that one of the main reasons this went through was because women were having abortions anyway in black clinics. They were going to Tijuana, and they said, for the women's health, we would do this. But then abortion grew into like a right of women, and young girls are taught this. If you get pregnant, we'll just go get an abortion. But that doesn't talk about the scarring that happens to a young girl who later realizes that, you know, I lost my baby and I didn't want to and my mom made me. You know, I mean, these are different. This is a very complex issue. But
yes.
I want to change the narrative a little bit between pro-right to abortion and the pro-life. And I want to bring in pro-responsibility, because there's only one way that you can get pregnant. And that is by babies basically having sexual relations with a man. So you have a woman who claims she is the ultimate responsibility for her body, but by the very fact that she has an unwanted pregnancy tells us, that proves to us that she isn't responsible for her body. She made some bad decisions, and now she wants to make another bad decision to recuperate from the original bad decision. And so young women are not taught, in fact, older women are taught too, that abortion is their some kind of inalienable right. And I don't agree with that. What I would suggest is they start taking responsibility for the fact that they're getting pregnant and have an unwanted pregnancy. And now you can argue that some of these are rape. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about babies who are have defects that would cause, you know, undue harm to the mother. And, you know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the 98%, which are unwanted pregnancies, where the women, if they're responsible for their body, why did they get pregnant? They weren't responsible for their body. They proved that by the fact that they have an unwanted pregnancy. So I want to bring up the point,
you know,
pro-right versus pro-responsibility.
Well, you brought up earlier, you had talked to a judge in Minnesota that you were telling me about that I thought, I never quite heard it quite like that. I thought that was very interesting. What, we got about a minute and a half. Why don't you say that?
Yeah, I talked to a judge, a woman judge from Minnesota that sat on the bench for years, and she would have young men come in front of her for basically for child support. And every time they would, well, she made me do it. She enticed me into doing this. And the judge would ask, is that thing connected to you? And, of course, they were like, yeah, well, sure. Well, then you're responsible for it, and you're going to be responsible for 18 years of child support. And that's kind of the reverse situation. But the point being that you have to take responsibility for what happens to your body. And that argument is totally left out of the abortion issue. How, you know, go back to the root cause. How did you get pregnant? You know, that, and now you're going to come to me and say you have the right to manage your body. Well, you already proved that you can't manage your body by the fact that you have an unwanted pregnancy. Because there's only one way to get pregnant.
That is very, very from my experience.
you don't get pregnant by going to Walmart or watching TV. There's only one way to get pregnant. Okay? And if you, okay, so where's the responsibility here? They have shirked all responsibility and then come back and claim they want control of their body. And what the government is doing is trying to protect the baby that's there. In addition, abortion has become a giant business. Selling baby parts is a giant business. Planned Parenthood, this is not just aborting babies. This is supporting a very lucrative international business of
very
body
sick.
Parts. Yes.
At the very least, and I'll say this to anybody, whatever you want to try to shove down my throat, your dogma or your opinion, and you have a right to have your opinion, at the very least, abortion in America, the way it's carried out, is extremely wasteful and destructive. I mean, extremely, I mean, it says a lot about us. We're coming back on the break. We're going to get into the Hammonds. Maybe I'll, one follow-up question about the abortion. Do you think about this, James, do you think Roe versus Wade is in jeopardy, that America has turned enough that we can actually push it back to the states? We'll answer that on the other side. Much more. Ryan Bundy coming up, the Bundys, Dr. Sherry Rogers. Don't you dare go anywhere. ThePowerHour.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's some studies on the internet that have been done about abortion regret. It still is the only medical procedure that is, would you say, governed, would you say, regulated by the Supreme Court and considered a constitutional right. Abortion's a right, and I have to pay for it. That's the other thing. I have to pay for it? Are you kidding me? Is Roe versus Wade in jeopardy? Do you think the tide has turned in America?
I want to get away from the Roe versus Wade because it's really a can of worms. The issue is, number one, should the government be involved in your life? Number two, should babies be protected? Unborn babies. And that is, I think, what the discussion should be. The fact that this has gotten into the Supreme Court is a mess. Sending it back to the states would be a bigger mess because then you would have states that would go back and forth. I mean, and if this month the Nevada had it allowed, then all the women would go there. So it's not a solution. I think there has to be a national dialogue on this. And it's really a complex issue, but it comes back to, are we a society of responsible adults? Are we a society that the big throwaway concept, once you get done with the pen, you just throw it away, and we do that now with babies?
You're asking me if we're a country of responsible adults? That's a harder question to answer than Roe versus Wade. I think at least right. If you push it to the states, at least it divides the power. It gives states the ability to have this discussion on a local level, and that's where I think it should. But me paying for it, I mean, constitutionally, you can't make me pay for an abortion. You're talking about natural law. There's no way. You cannot make me do it, and that's what the government's doing. That's the ultimate principle to me. But let's move on. This is a deep, important to discuss,
yeah,
but a very deep
hole here. Very complicated topic.
Yes.
But that was my two cents. I wanted go back to the root issue, and that is, how did the pregnancy start? And
yeah,
where was the responsibility
question.
Of the woman who wants to control her body and doesn't want the government telling her what to do with her body when she got pregnant and was totally irresponsible in doing so?
And then just the opposite argument in court when you're looking for child support. I mean, it's just a complete,
exactly.
why can't the man say, well, I'm not responsible, I don't want to do this.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's very intellectually dishonest. Let's move on, because we got Ryan Bundy coming up. Today is a very good day. I mean, even with this Kavanaugh and all the news, this is a day that you have prayed for, ladies and gentlemen, and I've told you this. I believe this 100%. The power of your prayers, the power of your convictions, of your mind, of your imagination is all powerful. God's given you that power. And the world, the Illuminati, the controllers, the whatever, wannabe controllers, they cannot touch that. They're trying to manipulate your imagination, but they can't control it. And the Hammonds in Oregon, who their story is just out in left field. You talk about abuse. They were pardoned by Trump in the last couple of days. They're out. I talked to Cliven this morning. They had just gotten off a plane about an hour before I talked to him. That's a big deal. We have about 2 or 3 minutes before the break, and then Ryan's coming on. Why don't you talk about the Hammonds, kind of introduce this, how really dastardly this is?
Well, first of all, they're accused of arson, burning 160 acres of federal land in a vast wilderness area in Oregon. And what they were doing was protecting themselves from the fires that were lit by the federal government to burn them out. They were burning these people out, killing their cattle in the fires and burning their houses down. The Hammonds were one of the last people standing up there. And the real issue here is that this was part of the Uranium One deal. Hillary Clinton wanted that area to hand over the uranium to Russia, which actually ended up in Iran, so they could build nuclear bombs. And then the Clinton Foundation was getting kickbacks from the billions of dollars that Obama gave in truckloads in cash to Iran. But Oregon was a chess piece, and they had to get those people off that property, like Alberta and Saskatchewan, where they burned hundreds of people off of their farms and ranches up in Alberta and Saskatchewan to get the uranium that was part of the Uranium One deal. So this is how corrupt these people were in destroying lives. And the Hammonds were arrested. A lot of the other people just left and gave up and were burned out, literally. And I don't know if the Hammonds know what happened with all those people up there, their neighbors. But this is the base issue. And the Hammonds were caught in the crossfire. They ended up being sentenced. Then the judge came back and resentenced them to 5 years to keep them out of the way. Oh, this is horrific.
Oh, my
gosh. This is Obama.
It's horrific.
Obama and Hillary Clinton at its best.
We're going to break. On the other side, Ryan Bundy. Ryan Bundy for governor. RyanBundyGovernor.com is his website. We're so excited to have him on. And we'll get some first-hand knowledge about what went on there. Stay tuned.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to...
Okay, Kyle, did you have the number for Ryan? Are you okay with him?
Alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline...
Hey, Kyle, you there?
...accident water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water...
I'm hearing you, Daniel.
The Dillon bottle
but
makes it...
I don't
okay, I'm trying to get a hold of Kyle. Okay, I'm trying to make sure he... He's got Ryan's number and everything, okay? Kyle, you there?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists.
James, we're going to have Ryan on for a little bit. Now, if you want to ask him a question, certainly do. And I'll tell you what. I'll throw it over to you at some point. And so James McKinney, is here. He would like to ask you a question. Go ahead, James. So think of a question, and I'll throw it over to you at some point, okay?
Frontier and archery.
Okay.
A truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Kyle, you there?
USA Radio News.
President Trump is attending NATO.
Yeah, I'm going to try to call him. I don't know if he can
hear
me.
Send him a text. Can you send him a text?
No, I really can't. Just hang on.
Tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade, and we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out, and so it's great to be with you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled two buildings in a suburb of Madison, Wisconsin. Restaurant owner Paul DePula explains what happened shortly before the blast.
We smelled gas in our building.
And, hey, Kyle, are you there?
You know, we were about to call the fire department, and we noticed that the fire department was already pulling up in front of the building. So I went outside to see what was going on, and they asked us if we smelled gas in the building. I said yes, and they ordered us to evacuate immediately. Apparently there was an accident. Gas was in the sewer because someone hit a sewer man who was doing some work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For our, it's not often you can have a show like we have today, a broadcast, and people such conviction, and in a world of deceit and deception that we have seen, conviction is king, and nobody, no family epitomizes that more than the Bundys in outside of Mesquite, Nevada. Of course, Power Hour is no stranger to the family. We went out there. I went out there several times, interviewed Clive, and didn't get a chance to interview Ryan. This is the first time. We donated food supplies to the men there. The Power Hour is very well acquainted, as you know, with the Bundys, and has been so excited you won your case. Now, today is another day of excitement. The Hammonds have been pardoned. Ryan Bundy, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You are, the pleasure is all ours, sir. We'll get to your governor. You're running for governor. You need our support there. Let's start with the Hammonds and your family. You know this more than anybody. You were involved in not only Nevada, involved in Oregon. Now the Hammonds have been pardoned by President Trump. What is going through the Bundy family mind and heart today?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're very grateful for President Trump for finally recognizing their need. And, he, you know, I don't know, it's been a long time coming. I believe it should have happened much sooner than now, but all the same, it has happened, and we're very grateful that it has happened.
What was, you know, you guys, in your case, you were doing this on principle. Your family is some of the most principled people I've ever seen. Your family demands, your father's demands in court and in jail, and the obstacles. I mean, this is something out of a novel. This is like Count of Monte Cristo level drama. What was going through your mind as you and your family were dealing with your situation?
Well, you know, we always knew that we were right. You know, we never intended to do any harm. We never committed any crime. And so we always had faith that we would be sustained by our Father in Heaven, by God. And we knew that it was a trying time, of course, being going through the hardships, but we always had faith that we would come out and be better off for it. And so we, you know, with that faith, we stuck to our guns. We didn't falter. We didn't plea. We encouraged the others that were with us to maintain their faith. And you know, some did and some faltered eventually. In fact, a lot of them faltered eventually. But we persevered, and we fought like a bear in the corner. You know, you back a bear in the corner, and he's going to fight his way out. So that's what we were doing.
I talked to your father this morning, and he was just so amazed. He couldn't believe. He never would have dreamed that somebody could have been treated like you all were treated, court system, constitutionally. We interviewed Andrea Parker, Eric's wife, several times on the show, and what he was dealing with. She said in the court that the judge actually said, if you read the Constitution in the court, we're going to arrest you for contempt. I mean, that's how far it got. What, did you see that in your situation, such unconstitutionality?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the Oregon trial, I attempted to read from the Constitution, and the judge would not allow it because, according to the jury, is supposed to judge based upon the law as the judge instructs to them. So, in other words, the Constitution is a legal document, and therefore only the judge could express the law to the jury. And so she would not allow me to read it.
My God. I mean, I don't want to go too far into how wrong that is. And we're just very glad you're out. We're very glad the Hammonds are out. You're running for governor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, again, because I have experienced all these things, both personally and have witnessed others go through the atrocities of this court, not just federal court, but, you know, these state courts are just about as bad, where they're accusing and prosecuting and convicting men who have committed no crime. And I want to back to stop there for just a second and talk about the definition of crime. You know, I strongly believe that the only legitimate purpose for government is to aid the individual in claiming, using, and defending his rights. And that man is absolutely free to do whatever he wants so long as he does not intentionally do harm to another man's life, liberty, or property, or otherwise violate his rights. And so therein is the very definition of crime. You know, we ask, okay, what is crime and what is a criminal? Well, a criminal is one who will not honor the rights of others. A criminal and a crime is when a man violates purposely, intentionally violates the life, liberty, or property of another. And so governments are established to help protect, you know, our life, liberty, and property against those who will not honor our rights. And we are freer when we have a government that is acting properly and functioning properly. But when a government goes beyond that and starts to become the one who does the damage to our life, liberty, and property rather than protect it, then they become the criminal rather than the protector. And that's what's taking place in these court proceedings. And starting with you know, I don't know, legislatures making laws that have nothing to do with the protection of our life, liberty, or property. And then it moves on to the executive branch, and you got your police and different executive offices that are enforcing these laws. And then it's moving, you know, further on to the executive branch where the prosecutors are prosecuting, and the judiciary is not standing as a check or a balance, and allowing these things to go through, throwing men into the prison industrial complex where they're making millions and billions of dollars off of those who they incarcerate, fee, fine, and imprison. And quite frankly, it's slavery, because the state and or the feds are making money off of those whom they imprison.
And I just
can't abide that. I cannot abide that any longer. And I cannot see any other candidate who will stand up for the rights of the people. It just seems like government and these candidates that are here just continually grow the government, continually perpetuate the problem rather than correct it. I just can't stand that anymore. I have to do something about it. And therefore, you know, I in sincere prayer, I ask, you know, my Father in heaven, you know, what can I do? What do you want me to do? And the answer came to run for governor. And so here I am.
Mm. We're so glad that you did. You sound like that crazy racist Thomas Jefferson. Or that's what people called Thomas Jefferson.
But, you know,
I mean, you are.
Anyway, you know, so judicial reform, if you want to say it, is a huge, you know, platform in my candidacy. Of course, you know, this land ownership and just simply government overreach in any direction is my platform. I'm going to put a stop to that. I'm very much for states' rights, very much for the, you know, Nevada. I will make sure that Nevada is recognized as a sovereign state. So the 10th Amendment is huge to, you know, my platform.
Well, very good. Do you have a phone number? A lot of our audience is shortwave. Your website is RyanBundyGovernor.com. Do you have a phone number people can call to donate and get involved?
Yes. First of all, they can text to donate. Just text Bundy to 53445. Again, that's text Bundy at 53445. And they can call me, which my number is 435-701-1013. And they could mail, if they wanted to mail donations, they can mail that to 361 Riverside Road in Mesquite, Nevada, 89027.
I'll give that information out before the show's over a little later. We'll get that again. We got about a minute or so for the break. We'll hold you over. James McKinney's here, tier one scientist, friend of the Power Hour. He's been listening, very supportive of you and your family. James, why don't you jump in and ask a question of Ryan?
I've got a few questions. Of course, the agencies of the government, especially the federal government, making rules and then enforcing them with private police forces, that's a whole other topic we should talk about. But are there people still in jail as a result of the Bundy activity in Nevada and the Hammond activity in Oregon?
Yes, there are people still in jail over both cases, yes.
And well, here's the break.
After the break, we can talk more about them and more about that.
Yes, that's what we'll do. There's the music. Ryan Bundy for governor, RyanBundyGovernor.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a solution. You want a solution? I get emailed about solutions. What can I do? This is a solution. Ryan Bundy right here standing up, and God bless him for doing it. We want to support him as much as we can. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Ryan and James.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
There's certain events in history, especially we're talking about America. We live in America, even the world. All the world looks to America one way or another. Is it hyperbole? Can't even talk today. To say that the Bundy incident in there outside of Mesquite was the most crucial incident to the history of our country, the heritage of our country, the Constitution of our country. I mean, this is Thomas Paine stuff. This is George Washington in Trenton on New Year's Eve kind of things that went on. I was blessed to be there. I can tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I have never felt the spirit, the energy, the power at a place and in a group of people than I did when I was at the Bundy Ranch and everything involved. Something happened. A miracle happened. America happened. And this is the most inspiring story in American history for decades, in my opinion, and what it means and the little intricacies of it. Getting back to Ryan, why don't you go ahead? James had that question for you. Why don't you go ahead and continue?
All right. Well, the question was concerning those who are still incarcerated regarding both the trials. In Oregon, of course, we, in the first trial, see, they broke the groups up into several trial groups. So we in the first trial group were acquitted. But those in the second trial group, their attorneys did not stick to the principles that we had kind of established in the first trial. I don't believe that those in the second trial group stayed, you know, very close to the Lord. I think they forgot to pray and rely upon Him. They were not incarcerated prior to and through their trials. And so sometimes I wonder if that incarceration didn't give us an added opportunity to, you know, to call upon God and, you know, in that solitude or in that condition. And I think these others might have been diverted, I guess is a good word to use, diverted by the many cares and concerns of the world not being in, inside there. Anyway, their trial didn't go very well. The judge added new charges on top of the existing charges that we were being with, and made those misdemeanor charges and denied them the trial by jury. She could make sure they were convicted of something had the jury not convicted them of the charges that the rest of us were charged with. Either way, the jury was not allowed to hear a lot of the same evidences that, that were presented in our trial. Again, those are some unfair trial practices that were taking place. The government put forth witnesses that were discredited in our trial, and yet they represented them as credible in the new trial. Just things like that were going on. Anyway, it resulted in the conviction of four men. Now, there were many others who also took pleas prior to that, out of fear and coercion. No one was guilty. No one committed a crime. So those who took pleas and pled and said that they were guilty are now guilty of perjury, as far as I am concerned, because they've lied. But those who stayed true and were convicted, they're still not guilty. Their convictions and that the outcome of that trial cannot be just because of all these injustices and unfair trial practices that I've just explained. There's no way that it's the same case, the same charges, the same evidence, the same everything. How could we, you know, me, my brother, the others that they purported to be the leaders and instigators, how could we not be guilty? And yet those who just came to help and stand in support are guilty. Both trial outcomes cannot be just. And that also, oh,
Ryan,
me, shows. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so there are four, or are there more than four still incarcerated?
Can you hear me just fine? I'm kind of hearing some background.
Yes.
Yeah, is there more than four incarcerated? Are there just four, or are there more?
I believe there's just four. Well, there might be more than four. Let me think about it. There's Daryl Thorne. Ryan Payne took a plea up there. He was acquitted down here, but he took a plea up there, and so
wow.
He's incarcerated. I know that there's some more. Well, Dwayne,
yeah, we don't have to go through all the details now on the radio, but just that there are more incarcerated as a result of this.
Yes, and so far I've only talked about the Oregon case. And anyway, but in the Nevada case, Todd Engel was convicted in the first trial along with Greg Burleson. And again, unfair trial practices took place. We exposed that when it came to our trial, and therefore that resulted in the dismissal with prejudice. But how could the results of the first trial possibly stand when they used those same unfair trial practices that we later exposed? And so
that's an indicator of the court system, which is not fair. But the point is, offline, we should get the names of these people still incarcerated and hopefully get that to Trump. to take care of those people also.
To do something about it, yes. Hey, yeah. Ryan, we're running out of time. Let me ask you a real quick question. Is your rights were violated in this trial? There's no question in my mind. James is either. Is there any recourse to go back on this judge and get some recompense for what you suffered? Hello?
Ryan? We lost Ryan?
Oh, I think we lost
Daniel. I think we lost
Yeah,
Ryan.
I'm here. Yeah, I think we lost
but
Ryan.
Anyway,
that's too bad.
Yeah, Daniel, I think there's a lot of questions we're not going to get answered on this show. That's one of them. Who's still incarcerated? The issue of the stealing of land, the whole operation of the Bureau of Land Management, the FBI up in Oregon, and many questions related to both these issues, plus the deeper issues of the Uranium One. What was Harry Reid, I'm sorry, in Nevada? Why did they want this land? What was so crucial? What kind of backdoor deals were going on? And up in Oregon, the Uranium One issue, so many other things behind the scenes that never came out. And too many times really are not visible to the public because the mainstream media, look at what they did when the Hammonds were pardoned. What did the mainstream media said? Oh, they're criminals. They're arsons. They burned 160 acres of federal land. Well, that was a backfire to protect their own land from being burned down by the federal agents. And also there were United Nations troops up there. The people had gunned down Lavoie Finnegan were United Nations operatives in this country, setting up a trap, ambushing a citizen, and then shooting him down in cold blood, unarmed, and then shooting
him. Hey, James, stay there.
Yeah,
James, stay there. We're going to go to break. Just stay there. And Kyle, just keep him over, and then we'll have Sherry Rogers, but we'll keep James. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.